Hello and welcome. This is Victoria Falk representing Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Diversity without inclusion is inequality. Joining us today is City Council member Mr. Robert Carnegie Jr., who is running for Brooklyn Borough President. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Carnegie.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. In your role as Brooklyn Borough President, how would you address the issues of diversity, inclusion, and equality?
So thank you for asking that question. The Brooklyn Borough President's office, I feel I'm uniquely qualified to occupy that space based on my prior chairmanship in the last legislative session as the chair of housing and, as the chair of small business and the current chair of housing and buildings, which any recovery and resiliency without the inclusion of small business and responsible development is a failed proposition to begin with. I'm responsible and notably for creating the Chamber on the Go, which actually takes all of the city services directly to communities in an RV format to commercial corridors that generally don't get attention. So our small business corridors that are usually immigrant and minority populated are where those resources are channeled. I feel that as a model is really addressing the needs of diversity and inclusion, like you mentioned. So giving access through access to technical assistance and access to equity and capital is what our small businesses need. Unfortunately, our minority and immigrant-run businesses have been left out of that equation for far too long. For the last 5 years, as the current council member who represents Bed-Stuy and Crown Heights and the former chair of small business, we absolutely created a mechanism by which those resources, access to capital and technical assistance, could go directly to the doorsteps of our minority and immigrant-owned businesses. It's that level and that nuanced brand of leadership that I think is necessary to bring all of the resources that are necessary to bear for our minority and immigrant-owned communities, to bring them into the forefront and show their artisan, skilled artisanness and their ability to do small business and lend to the fabric of creating Brooklyn in particular, but the city of New York as one of the most diverse places to visit.
You mentioned being left out. During this pandemic, a lot of us have been left out of getting the funds necessary to continue business. We've been left out of getting the contracts. How do you see yourself aiding the situation to increase the number of minority business owners being able to get certified for MWBE, being able to get access to these loans so that they can continue their businesses?
Right now, today, I'm responsible for streamlining the MWBE process over the last couple of years. It was usually a long, laborious process, and we've actually streamlined it to only a few pages to be able to get your MWBE certification. One of my legacy projects is to create a mechanism that you can get certified at the city and the state level through one application. So I believe that, you know, bringing our small minority-owned and immigrant-owned businesses into the process of the MWBE certification, which allows you access directly to contracts that are city, state, and federal, is the way to go for our communities. And we'll demonstrate how beautiful the mosaic that our former mayor, Mayor Dinkins, talked about and how essential it is to have that as a fabric to our community. So we've already begun the streamlining process. My legacy will be to create one document that certifies you both on the city and the state level, which allows access to all of the resources that are available through city, state, and ultimately through federal government contracting.
Now, if you had a magic wand and you were able to achieve two main goals to protect our Black and Brown communities in regards to business and keeping things equal as far as our access to funding, as far as our ability to grow, what would those two things be?
I don't even need a magic wand to do it. I'm currently in contact with several banks. And in my first 100 days, there will be a fund created to give grants to our small minority and immigrant-owned businesses. To four banks who are willing to invest into this pot $1 million. My ultimate goal is to get 10 banks that do business in our community to commit $1 million apiece and get us to a $10 million funding pool where we can give not loans, not low interest loans, but actual grants for businesses, in particular those that are seeking to expand their services to other places. Because it's great to do business in your own community, but a lot of these businesses and services could benefit other communities. So to branch off into other communities through access to capital through this small grant program, I've already begun that. In my first 100 days, that grant program will be solidified and we'll have a relationship with those at least 10 banks to be able to do that. So I don't need a magic wand. I know what's necessary. I've been on the ground. I've talked to small businesses as a former chair of small business, and access to capital seems to be one of the major issues that small businesses have to be able to deal with. And then another, I don't need a magic wand to know that we need to reduce the fines and fees that are assessed and levied, especially against our small businesses in this climate. We need to make sure that those are consistent. We need to make sure that inspectors are not going in and arbitrarily levying fines and fees in particular communities more than they are in other communities. And there has been a history of that. That will stop.
You have been listening to Robert Conaghy Jr., and this is Diversity, Inclusion, and Equality.